Galatian Freedom in the Gospel. Memory text, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. This word means to release from prison, to set free from bonds. And Jesus Christ, in his first sermon at Nazareth, after he had begun his public ministry, emphasized this. The freed slave can now go where he wishes. The Christian is freed from the obligations of the Mosaic ceremonies that point to Jesus Christ. God can give us freedom from fear, from guilt, from the obligations of heathen or Hebrew cultic practices or cultural emphases. And he will give us freedom from sin. In fact, the word salvation means deliverance and preservation. The human response to this must be faith or belief. They are both translations from the same Hebrew word. Sometimes pistis is translated belief, sometimes it's translated faith. The devils believe and tremble, the devils have faith and tremble. So as we think of the freedom that Paul discusses in his epistle to the Galatians, we should bear all these factors in mind. Part number one, Paul and the Gospel. The Gospel, God's spell being another word for a word. We talk about spelling, to make words up by the letters of the alphabet in the correct sequence. God's spell is God's formula. We hear of witches casting a spell, a formula, a set of words that bring a curse. God's spell is his verbal formula that is the power to bring about salvation to all those who believe. Paul was met by Jesus Christ on the Damascene Road and entrusted with this powerful message, with the gospel, with God's spell, to pronounce these words before all who would listen, to free them from their sin, from their guilt, from the torment of evil spirits, and change them. So as we think of Paul's relationship to the gospel, we should bear in mind the road along which he came. He hated the sect. He persecuted Stephen. He listened to Stephen. He was impressed by Stephen. The Spirit brought conviction through Stephen's words, and Saul felt the power of the Spirit, the spell of the gospel, upon him. And that spell, that power, that convicting, controlling certainty that the gospel was the word of God never left him all his days. He had asked at the beginning, "What wilt thou have me to do?" He could say in his Philippian letter at the end, "This one thing I do." Paul was possessed, controlled, transformed by the gospel. Part number two. The gospel that he accepted was heaven sent. It was not preached to him by man. It was preached to him by Jesus Christ. He was certain that it was not a human document. It's not a human book. It's a divine revelation. Would to God that every preacher, every teacher today could realize that the gospel does not come by man, nor the will of man, nor the purpose of man, but from heaven. And this gospel, from this origin, with this power, resulting in this kind of conviction in Paul. Paul preached everywhere he went. His gospel was simple. Christ gave himself for our sins. Christ delivers us from evil. He does this according to God's will. He does this through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul had seen that revelation, was convinced of its truth, and so he went forth preaching everywhere that salvation was only in Christ, through faith, by revelation. Part number 3. Glad-hearted reception. Now, as Paul had preached the gospel to the Galatians, they accepted it. They accepted it with joy. Physically, Paul had little to commend himself. He was weak, small, beggarly, he calls himself, poor, nothing physically to attract him. But when he started to preach, his words took on an entirely otherworldly dimension. They were of heaven. They were celestial. Their ideas were transcending humanity. And his eloquence could captivate the ready mind, watered, fertilized, tilled by the Holy Spirit. And they did not reject, but accepted him as an angel of heaven, even as Jesus Christ. What a wonderful evangelist these words make him out to be. But yet, as we have seen, the fickle Galatians could turn just as rapidly against him, ready to destroy him. He then set about, with evidence, setting before the Galatians, as a written tablet, the truth of Jesus Christ. The word tablet is a notice, a poster, a proclamation, a chart, whatever you would like to see. Jesus Christ was set forth by Paul before the Galatians. And they listened, and they exercised the hearing of faith through the Spirit. And by accepting through faith this gospel that is the power to salvation, they became children of God. And they were ready to accept, and they were ready to believe, and they were ready to be baptized, and they were ready to be organized into a church. And all this happened, and Paul was there, their pastor, ready to help them. Part number 4. As a result, they discovered suddenly that they were free. Their burden of sin had gone. The body of death that was a putrefying corpse in their background, the skeletons in every cupboard, had been removed, buried out of sight. They were born again, they were new creatures, they were free. They could look the world in the eye, and they could look up to heaven and see it ajar, and almost see Jesus Christ welcoming them into a new order, into a new way of life. Now Paul warns them, don't use this kind of liberty for exercising the suggestions of the flesh. Don't allow humanism, don't allow sensuality to obtrude its ugly head and its very powerful presence into your relationships. But by love, serve one another. What is this love? Love is the principle of heaven that makes ideal relationships. Always seek to maintain relationships ideally. You are free. The truth has made you free. You are free. The Son has made you free. Truth is reality. Sun is actual being. The theory of reality of the gospel, now in sonship in Jesus Christ, in sonship among the born again, has made you free. Rejoice in this. Jesus proclaimed liberty, you are free. Jesus proclaimed that chains would be knocked off, you are now no longer bound. Stand, live, go forward in this Christian liberty. Part number 5, remaining free. And here's the rub. Easy to begin, easy to be born, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And now Paul touches a problem that confronted the Galatians. They were beginning to listen to other voices. They had tuned in to the siren song of alternative methods. Instead of the one Lord, the one faith, the one baptism, the one truth in Christ Jesus Christ, the one salvation and the one liberty, they were entertaining alternatives. And he warned them that if those alternatives were even suggested by an angel from heaven that purported to bring another gospel, that they should think it anathema, accursed, devoted to death as the sacrificial animals had been slaughtered. Peter had cursed Christ. Peter had turned from him. The Galatians were to turn from these other voices. They were not to receive them. They were to separate from them, remembering that only in Christ is true liberty found. And don't be discouraged. Keep on doing this. Don't be weary in well-doing. And if you will do this, like the farmer, you will reap. The farmer doesn't expect his crop immediately. He waits with patience. Allow the Spirit, the wind and the rain of the presence of God, cleanse and winnow and water your life. Allow the light of the Spirit to illuminate you. And remember that this process continues as long as life shall last. Focus of the week. The gospel comes as a revelation from God. It is clearly portrayed, unmistakably manifest, if we will open our eyes and see. Its purpose is to free the slave, and its purpose is to keep him freed, that he shouldn't be discouraged in well-doing, and that he should keep on doing well. But Satan is very active, and where he sees virtue, he is angered. Where he sees light, he seeks to shroud it in darkness. Where he sees truth, he confuses with his lies or half-truth. Where he sees an apostle working, he sends a false apostle in. Where he sees true liberty functioning, there he presents a false liberty that is actually a bondage. And as the Galatian Christians were to rethink the change of their attitude since Paul had left them, they were to come back to Christ. They had nothing to fear for the future, only as they forgot the past. Only as they forgot the messenger of the past, and the message of the past, and the manner in which the message had come to them, and the power with which it had been manifest. As they forgot all that, and changed, they would be changed, only to be destroyed. So Galatian freedom in the gospel is a ringing call to come back to first principles, to stand on them, come what may, until the end.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.